أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كدأب آل فرعون والذين من قبلهم كذبوا بآياتنا فأخذهم الله بذنوبهم والله شديد العقاب. قل للذين كفروا ستغلبون وتحشرون إلى جهنم وبئس المهاد. In the beginning of the surah, in which Allah is still describing the condition of the people of Najran, the Christians who had come to debate with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala explained that in spite of the clear proofs given to them and they were defeated in that debate, they had no choice, they had to accept what was the truth. But because of the love of dunya, the favors that they were getting as far as wealth is concerned, the following that they had, because of that, though they knew what is the truth clearly, they admitted it also, but they did not accept Islam. In fact, right at the beginning this was the case, they knew what was the truth. Right at the end, when Mubahala was made, Mubahala, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I'll call my immediate family and you people, and then we all make dua to Allah that whoever is on the wrong, oh Allah, destroy those people. These people then refused because they knew they were on the wrong, but still they were not prepared to give up the wrong. All that was because of the love of dunya, love of wealth, name, fame, following that they have. So from there, it becomes very clear for all of us to take a lesson that until we don't remove the love of the things of this dunya, love of woman, love of fashion, love of the tashabbu bil kuffar, following in the ways of the kuffar, love of music, love of photography, etc., making our selfies and posting it on Twitter, etc., and getting a following for that, and all the other things. Till a person doesn't take out that from his heart, he won't follow the truth. Though he know what is the truth, but he will not follow the truth. So further, Allah Ta'ala explains that these people, though they knew this, but they did not want to follow it, and the result of it, Allah warns them, and in that Allah is warning us, if you don't want to follow the truth, and especially after knowing the truth, then remember that Allah's punishment will come to you. And they did not follow it because of the support they were getting from the people, the kings, etc. So Allah said that will not help you in the least, but in akhirat, all that support is not going to be there for you. You're doing it for all other reasons, for your name, fame, for your family, your children. Nobody is going to help you on the day of Qiyamah. And we also should understand that basically the results come out only in akhirat. Yeah, in this dunya, we must not be fooled that if we are carrying on normal, things are going, we're not having any problems in our life, so we are all right. That is never the case. Yes, this is not the case, place of results. Results is in akhirat. Occasionally, Allah Ta'ala punishes in this world also. And Allah rewards in this world also. But this is not the place of punishment, nor the place of reward. That is in the akhirah. So if things are going normally in our lives, but we are on the wrong path, we must not think that Allah is happy with me. A person must check himself in the light of Quran and Hadith all the time. And in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba, and those people who followed in that righteous way, in that light we must check ourselves. If we see our check ourselves with regard to the people, people want peace, happiness, and then we want to check and we will do the wrong thing, and we see people are happy with us. So that is proof we are right. The people's criteria is no criteria whatsoever. We see the criteria of the Quran and Hadith. So Allah warns of this punishments in the akhirat that we should take heed. Even Ali Fir'aun and the people before them, how they falsified. And Fir'aun ruled for 400 years without a headache. And what money he had, what authority he had, that was no proof that he was on the right path. He was completely on the wrong path. So Allah Ta'ala then further explains that وَاللَّهُ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ, and Allah Ta'ala's punishment is also very severe. And then Allah explains to these non-believers, the Christians, that they will be overpowered. And then they will be gathered in Jahannam, and there they will suffer the consequences always. And then Allah gives an example here for them to take a lesson, for us to take a lesson. And that was the battle of Badr. Allah makes that a basis. But كَانَ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ فِي فِيَتَيْنِ الْتَقَتَى, and you have a clear sign of Allah's Qudrat in the two parties that met and fought one another. فِيَتٌ تُقَاتِلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, one group that fought in the path of Allah, the Muslims, for Allah's pleasure they fought. And outward things were everything against them. They were only about 313 in number. They hardly had any weapons with them. Very, very little. In fact, not even conveyance they had with them. And on the other side, the kuffar were 950, three times more than them. And very well prepared with all the army requirements, all that they had full. But in spite of all that, Allah says, don't let this outward thing that these people who appear to be weak, who don't have anything, that they are in the loss. And those people who have a lot of dunya, lot of following, lot of people praising them, and that they're going to be successful. No, the end result is something completely different. And Allah Ta'ala explains, يَرَوْنَهُمْ مِثْلَيْهِمْ رَأْيَ الْعَيْنِ. This is another great qudrat of Allah. Allah is showing that when the two armies met, the Muslims were one third, the kuffar were three times more than them. Before the armies met, Allah made the kuffar to see that the Muslims are small in number, which encouraged them to go to, we will just overrun them. We are much more, we have much more weapons. We are in a much more better position geographically. They were on the higher position, Muslims were in the lower position. To attack from the top to find those who are at the bottom is much more easier than the people who are at the bottom to attack the people on top. The ground where the Muslims were was very soft ground. You couldn't, you slept easily, you could trip easily. And the kuffar had the land that was more firm, strong, where you can control your movements very well. Everything was in favor of the kuffar, and nothing was in favor of the Muslims. But Allah changed the condition just before the battle. A rain came down, which made the ground of the Muslims very firm now. And the ground of the kuffar, that became loose, and they couldn't now hold their feet properly on the ground. And then, just before the battle, Allah showed the Muslims as very few in number. So this gave courage to the non-Muslims that we will just run over them. But when just the battle started, Allah changed it. And Allah made like a person who has a deficiency in his eyes, and he sees things double. Allah made their eyes like that. And they did not only see things double, but triple. They saw the Muslims were now 2,000. From 313, it looked like double their amount, which was about 1,000. They saw that the Muslims are 2,000. And this put great fear in them. And then they were overpowered, and what they never expected, impossible thing, which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains also in this ayat, that they thought it was impossible for the Muslims to win. They were very weak, but Allah made it and showed it that the Muslims overpowered them completely. So in the same way, Allah said that in your worldly position, you are being supported by the kings of the world, and you are living a very prosperous life, a very luxurious life. Allah can change it, and it happened. And those people who were supporting you, they were all killed by the Muslims. In the battles that took place in Syria, in other places, all those people, so they lost all their support. And then in this world, they themselves also were killed, and everything was lost to them. So Allah Ta'ala says, never look at outward condition, keep your eyes on Allah Ta'ala. Don't think that today somebody else has got power, he can do as he wants to. Keep your eyes and please Allah. Look for the pleasure of Allah. Don't try and keep the peace with people. Don't worry what people will say. Don't worry what the backlash will be. Keep your eyes on Allah Ta'ala. What Allah wants you to do, then Allah will aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Those who fear Allah and want to please Allah, Allah's help comes from there. Wallahu yu'ayyidu bi nasrihi man yasha. Allah Ta'ala gives great help by what His power and His help to whom He wants to. To whom He wants to? Those who please Allah. Those who obey His commandments. Allah helps those people. Inna fi dhalika la'ibratan li'ulil absar. In there is a great lesson for people who have got eyes. But people who are blind, which the Quran Sharif says, la ta'mal absar. It isn't the eyes of the head that are blind, وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. But the hearts which are inside, those hearts are blind. They can't see the help of Allah. They don't see that we must support the cause of Allah Ta'ala. They feel what the people of the world say, what the media is saying, what the propaganda is all about, must follow that. Must follow with the flow. Don't go against the flow. And that is all destruction for a believer who knows that everything is in Allah's hand. And the greatest worry we should have is what will be our condition in Akhirat. Yeah, in this dunya, that is not the important thing. The real everlasting life of the Akhirat. If a person has enjoyment there, it is forever. And if there's punishment, and what severe punishment, and that is forever. So we must not look at the things of dunya, look at the things of akhirah. What Allah has commanded us, we must obey Allah's command. And not just make ourselves happy that whatever I'm doing, I'm following Allah's command. Check ourselves. Is it the command of Allah? Today we are doing wrong things and we try and prove it from the Quran. And as in these ayat it has come, those people who got zayr, crookedness in their heart, who got marad, a sickness in their heart, they followed properly the ways of the kuffar, just give it some Islamic names and make themselves happy that this is Islamic. And with that person will suffer terrible consequences. May Allah guide us, open the eyes of our heart, and let us see the truth as truth and the falsehood as falsehood. A great form of going astray is when a person sees the wrong as right and the right as wrong, which was the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when that is the case, فَالْمُشْتَكَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Then we only complain to Allah, Ya Allah, how to make people understand when they are seeing the wrong as right and the right as wrong. How can you guide such a people? So Allah Ta'ala save us from such condition, the condition of our heart, and let us see the truth as truth and follow the truth. Subhanallah.